Hey friends, Thursday, Galatians chapter 4. Do you remember when you were younger and there was always something that you couldn't do because you were too young? Do you remember when you couldn't drive? And I know some of you are younger listening to this and you might be feeling this, or even younger children, you can't even reach the brake pedal yet, but you can't wait to drive. Do you remember how difficult it was knowing that something was coming but not being able to do anything about it? Well, we're going to focus most of our time today on the first seven verses of chapter 4 of Galatians. Paul says, "What I am saying is that as long as an heir is under age, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were under age, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world." Boy, that's a pretty wordy there. But what Paul is saying here is that when we were young, when we didn't understand salvation, then it wasn't something that we were responsible to take hold of. But as we get older, it says, verse 4, when the time has fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. So in other words, while we were still sinners, God sent Jesus to redeem us, to pay for us. That's what redeem. If you redeem a coupon, you are paying for something through the coupon. And it says that God redeems us. And then it starts talking about adoption. So what's the definition of adoption? Adoption is taking something up as your own. Taking something up as your own. So we're all born into sin with a sin nature. There are a lot of people in this world, secularists, that says, "Oh, you Christians, you say everybody is basically bad, and we say everybody's born good." Well, which is it? Well, the Bible makes very clear we're all born with the sin nature. We don't have to be taught to sin. We don't start out as good and then get bad. We start out with a sin nature. It comes naturally. That is our human default. But we have a loving Father who has adopted us, who has taken us up as his own. Verses 3-7 say, "So also, when we were under age, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law," and here comes the next part, "that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons," or if you're a female, you're his daughters, "God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.'" Now, Abba was in the native language of Jesus being Aramaic. Abba is an endearing word to call out to a father. So it's gone from Aramaic to Greek to English, and it's Abba. "Abba, Father. So then, you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir." This is big news. We're no longer slaves to sin. We're now in God's family. He has adopted us. He has taken us as his own. And then it says we are an heir. So if our Father, who is God, who is the King, adopted us and we are in his family, that means that we are princes and princesses with wonderful inheritance. God calls us in this chapter royalty. Do you live your life as if you are blessed by God with an inheritance that we'll never be able to spend? An inheritance of God's love, an inheritance of heaven. We are heirs of God, and he gives us as an inheritance heaven. Isn't that beautiful? Be back with you tomorrow for Galatians chapter 5.